The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. There is a desperate need in the evangelical Christian community to teach, to train, to encourage godly men to lead their homes, their families, and yes, be leaders in our churches. Well, I am delighted to welcome to the program Dave Shooter, who is the senior pastor of Northwest Presbyterian Church here in the Columbus area. And they are sponsoring a very important men's meeting coming up very soon. Dave, it is a delight to welcome you to the program today. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's great to be here.
And you have been senior pastor since 2007 of Northwest Presbyterian, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And we are hoping to get Jeff Kemp on the line as well right now. He is not answering his phone. I understand he is in an airport somewhere, but he is with Family Life. And we're going to continue to try to make contact with Jeff Kemp. But, Dave, give us just a little background. You're calling this men's meeting Facing the Blitz. My first question is, why? Why are you having this meeting?
Well, Bob, as you have identified, we understand that men in our community and in our culture are facing all kinds of pressures. And we're delighted to be able to welcome to the Columbus area Jeff Kemp, who is a former NFL quarterback and has an ongoing ministry with Family Life Ministries. And he is going to be speaking to us about how to face some of the challenges that come our way in life and how to respond in a godly manner. So he explains in a book that he wrote by the same title, Facing the Blitz, what it means in football when a quarterback, as he was, faces a blitz and has decisions to make, how to respond, and how sometimes the most challenging of football situations can turn into great opportunities. Similarly for men, as we try to respond faithfully and biblically to the challenges that come into our life. We want to learn how to do that in a way that takes things that that seem like really big challenges, perhaps the area of suffering, perhaps the area of temptation or failure, and can be a great place to follow Christ into a maturing and thriving experience.
Well, I think most of our younger listeners will recognize the name Jeff Kemp. He played for the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Eagles. And our older listeners will certainly recognize the name of his dad, Jack Kemp, distinguished career not only in the NFL but in U.S. government as well. Now, this conference is coming up January 10th and 11th, Friday evening and Saturday morning. Is the conference going to be held at the church?
The conference is on site at our church facility in Dublin, and our format, we think, is really easy for guys to access. We offer dinner and an evening event, and then we invite guys to hang out socially afterwards, but then to return home, because we appreciate that many of our guys have worked 1 week, some have been on the road, they want to sleep at home. And then they'll do that and come back Saturday morning for breakfast, training, lunch, and then we'll wrap up early in the afternoon.
Well, I'm happy to report that we have Jeff Kemp on the line. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Bob. How you doing? And Pastor Dave, what's going on?
It's a delight. Hey. It's a delight to have you on the air, Jeff. I'm sorry we had difficulty in contacting you, but I'm glad that we got through to you. We've been talking about...
No worries.
Go ahead.
I'm down in Jacksonville, Florida, and driving somewhere with my wife and looking forward to a marriage retreat that we get to be a part of and guide.
Well, I hope your weather is better than ours.
Well, let's talk about the important stuff. So
yeah,
what's on the agenda, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking about the conference here, Facing the Blitz, coming up January 10th and 11th at Northwest Presbyterian Church. Jeff, who do you want to reach with this conference here in Central Ohio?
We want to reach young men and medium men and older men. We want to reach guys that go to church and guys that only occasionally go to church and guys who haven't been going to church. And I think the basis on which we want to reach them is that there's a lot of loneliness and isolation and a lack of vision for manhood in this society. And without that vision, men isolate. They compare against each other. They don't feel like they stack up or measure up. Many times their dad hasn't done an excellent job of letting them know their identity and that they have what it takes. And even with a good dad, sometimes we get stuck in a performance culture and we forget that God gives us our identity. We don't have to earn it. So we're not going to talk about those highfalutin ideas until we start off talking about how life isn't easy. It throws blitzes at us. We'll hit them with some football metaphors and talk about how bad can turn to good when you have a team and you turn to God and you have a long-term perspective. So we want to reach, you know, the guys of your region, any of them. Bring a friend. We will talk about the Lord. We will point to Jesus, but we'll be very practical about their life and their identity, their marriage, their work, what their struggles are, be it lust, pornography, anger. God has an answer for all these things, but only if we come together as a team.
Well, it's Facing the Blitz, Northwest Presbyterian Church, coming up January 10th and 11th, Friday evening and Saturday morning. Pastor Dave, is there a cost for the conference?
There is a cost, and there are a couple of different opportunities. There is an early bird registration, $70 if you're able to sign up by January 6th. $85 after that. But if you're a student, if you are in campus ministry, say, or if you're a missionary or local pastor, then there's a reduced rate for you of $25. And all of that's available on the website, npcdublin.org. There's a banner on our front page, and you can follow that and find out all of that information.
npcdublin.org, but there is also a link at the Bob Burney Live Facebook page and on our Twitter feed as well. So if you can't remember, npcdublin.org, just go to the Bob Burney Live Facebook page. You will find the link there. And if you're part of our Twitter family, you can find the link there also. Again, it's coming to Columbus, January 10th to 11th, Friday evening and Saturday morning. And Jeff, from what I gather, if you're a man, your heart is beating and you have oxygen in your lungs, you need to be there.
You bet. And, you know, men don't really come places unless a friend invites them that often.
Yeah, that's true.
So Dave and I are telling guys to invite a friend and come. Bring a son who's a college guy or, a late in high school guy. Bring someone from work. But we really do want men to have friendships. That was central to the way Jesus lived and central to the way he trained others to follow him and become who God meant them to be. So bring a friend and join us there. Expect it to be fun, funny, real, and we will point to some answers, and we won't make anyone feel like they're the worst schmuck in the world, because frankly, most guys kind of feel like they don't measure up. When we hear true stories, we start to realize, oh, I'm not the only one that struggles with that.
Yeah,
good. I can let my guard down and be real. And that is the essence of faith in Jesus Christ. Be real. He is the goodness, and he changes us by grace. We don't have to earn it or measure it up ahead of time. So we're excited to see guys join us there and bring their friends.
Yeah, and I'm delighted you're going to deal with identity. All men struggle with this issue of identity. It is Facing the Blitz, Jeff Kemp is the conference speaker. It's going to be at Northwest Presbyterian Church, January 10th and 11th, Friday evening, Saturday morning. Register now for the Early Bird Special. You can go to npcdublin.org, or you can just follow the link at the Bob Burney Live Facebook page or our Twitter feed as well. Jeff, we will be delighted to welcome you here to Columbus. I just hope you wear a little scarlet and gray.
Okay, I will accustom myself to the local tradition. You guys got a great tradition.
All right.
I can't wait to join you guys. Pastor Dave, good to talk to you. Look forward to when we are live in person together.
Absolutely, that's good. We're looking forward to it too, Jeff.
All right, Jeff Shooter, or Dave Shooter, is the senior pastor of Northwest Presbyterian Church. Jeff Kemp is with Family Life. And men, you heard it. Sign up now. The Face the Blitz Conference, January 10th and 11th. Sign up at npcdublin.org or follow the link at Bob Burney Live or on our Twitter feed. Gentlemen, thank you so much. God bless you. Praying for a great, great conference here in Columbus.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have an update on a court case that we've been following for, my goodness, this has been like 3-4 years that we've been following this case. It's the case of two Christian schools in Florida that made it to the state championship. Yeah, state championship in their division. One Christian school facing another Christian school in the state championship. I don't know how often that happens. I don't know whether it's ever happened. But anyway, it happened in Florida back in 2015. And both of the schools wanted to issue a prayer over the public address system. Now, remember, these are two Christian schools. Both of these schools start all of their games with prayer. They've been doing it for years. So both of the schools agreed, the leadership of both of the schools agreed, the overwhelming majority, certainly not all, but the overwhelming majority of the parents of these kids are Christians because they're sending their kids to a Christian school. Anyway, the Florida High School Athletic Association, which oversees the state championship, said, No. You are not praying because this is a public facility. Public facility. By the way, the game was played at the Citrus Bowl Stadium in Orlando. All right. So the Florida High School Athletic Association says, no. You're not using the microphone here at this public facility to offer a prayer. And they didn't. The Florida High School Athletic Association forbade them. Or is it forbade them? Anyway, they sued. They sued. And let's see, who represented them? I don't think it was the Alliance Defending Freedom. It was one of the other. Anyway, it's not that important. But anyway, they sued the Florida High School Athletic Association for religious discrimination. Well, a lower court ruled in favor of the Florida High School Athletic Association and against the Christian school. Only one of the Christian schools went to court, Cambridge Christian School in Tampa. The other school was from Jacksonville. The Tampa school, Cambridge Christian School, they're the ones that filed the lawsuit. A lower court ruled against the school and four, the Florida High School Athletic Association. Well, Cambridge Christian School said, no, we're going to appeal it. Well, yesterday, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit issued a unanimous decision partly reversing the district court decision against the school. The case is Cambridge Christian School versus the Florida High School Athletic Association. 11th Circuit Court Judge Stanley Marcus wrote the court's opinion where he said the district court was too quick to dismiss all of Cambridge Christian's claims out of hand. Taking the complaint in a light most favorable to the plaintiff, as we must at this stage in the proceedings, the school's claim for relief under the Free Speech and Free Exercise Clause have been adequately and plausibly pled. Now, that doesn't mean that it's over. It doesn't mean that the school won. It just means it is going to be reconsidered by the court. Part of the lower court decision has been thrown out, and the upper court, the district court, said, hey, you took this too lightly. They made a good case, and you did not consider the case well enough. So it's going to go back to the court by order of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and we will keep an eye on this. So it is far from dead, and it looks like Cambridge Christian School in Tampa, Florida has a good chance of winning this case. I don't think that they have sought any compensatory damages. I think they just want their rights protected according to the Constitution. So that's going back to the courts, and we will keep an eye on that. Yesterday, if you were following the news, the nation of Israel was under attack again by Islamic jihadists in the Gaza Strip. 200 to 400 missiles were fired into Israel. And this time it got my attention because some of the rockets landed very close to a city called Rehovot, which is only about 30 minutes south of Tel Aviv. And Joy and I have some very dear, precious friends who live and minister in Rehovot, and missiles were fired very close to where they live. Well, the news today, a ceasefire was reached at about 5:30 a.m. today, Israel time. However, now again, the ceasefire took effect at 5:30 a.m. 6 o'clock, rockets were fired from Gaza at Jewish communities. So we will see. There's a very, very real possibility of a full-fledged war breaking out on the border of Israel. We'll keep an eye on that.